We do quite a few medical evacuations from the island, and most of them are routine. But yesterday we certainly had a call out that was quite dramatic in its nature. The Arranmore RNLI was called out yesterday at 10 to 3 to reports of a kayaker in difficulty off Oi Island. And the lifeboat arrived on scene within 15 minutes of the call and started searching the area along with Rescue 118, the Bundaberg Coast Guard, and a number of local boats. And after an extensive search of the wider area, at about 5 o'clock, the Bundaberg Coast Guard located the kayaker by drone in a cave. But with a high swell and breaking surf, it wasn't possible to go into the cave until the tide turned and the crew had a small window of opportunity to launch the Y boat. That's a small inflatable daughter boat capable of going into confined spaces. And the crew members, two young lads, Evan O'Donnell and JJ O'Donnell, were on board the Y boat and got into the cave, as I say, with a very, very small window of opportunity and managed to get the man who was still clinging to the rocks and brought him on board the Y boat. They then transferred him to the lifeboat for the crew to assess him, and then they transferred him to the Bunbeg boat where they brought him ashore, and Rescue 118 brought him to Letterkenny University Hospital. And it was a really great outcome, and the cooperation of all the boats involved, working unity, was absolutely tremendous. It was just such a great rescue with everybody involved in it.
And it's a rescue that really shows, you know, the work that's done by the RNLI, but also the fact that the RNLI do dangerous work and they do it selflessly, and thankfully all was well that ends well with this particular rescue. This could have been a different story, both for the person being rescued and also for the crew.
Absolutely, because sea conditions at the time weren't the best now, and fortunately the tide was going out. Otherwise, it could have been a different story. But as I say, fortunately, the tide was going out and they managed to get the Y boat into that very confined space. But yes, going out in the sea can be dangerous. And we would urge people to heed all the safety messages that the RNLI have. You know, just go onto their website and look at all their messages of safety on the water. It's quite simple. Just be careful, be safe, be seen.